Well, hello, hello, guys. It's Dr. K. Durairaj, and you're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And I'm really excited on our podcast today. We are going to talk to Jack Vanek.
Yay!
Hey, Jack.
Hi.
Jack from the Lady Gang, Sassy Jack, and you've probably seen her little logos and sayings on a million t-shirts, coffee cups, and
a lot
of merchandising out
anything
there.
Anything you can slap a sassy phrase on, I'll do it.
Yes. I saw one of yours the other day, and someone else was using it, and I was like, that is Jack's. It was like the cinnamon bun one.
Oh, they thought they said it was theirs?
Yes. Like it was like, I want buns of steel, but I also want buns of cinnamon.
Yep.
Or something cute like that. I love that.
It sucks because people do it all the time, but there's like not much you can
really
like,
do. That is Jack Vanek's. That is not yours. I know. So you're getting ready to do your big show.
Yep.
And what's it called?
We're prepping. It's just called The Lady Gang. It'll be on E!, hopefully airing in the fall. And yeah, we're all in like pre-production, gearing up for it. Super exciting.
That's so cool. You guys have worked so hard to get to this point.
So hard. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and for those of you who are listening who don't know what The Lady Gang is, tell us, what's The Lady Gang?
So it's a podcast with me and two of my girlfriends, Becca Tobin and Kelty Knight, and it's kind of a mimosa-filled girl talk podcast where nothing is off-limits. So we talk about everything from farting to sex to Botox and everything in between.
That's so awesome. And you guys are kind of ahead of your time thinking about being on a podcast. It was before it was trendy that you started, I feel like.
We've been doing it for almost 3 years. When we started, the only podcast I had listened to was a podcast called Serial. It was a true crime podcast, but there was no... There's not a lot of lifestyle-y kind of, especially women-based podcasts. So when we started out, I was like, is it going to be kind of like a YouTube thing? Like, I didn't really know. So it's been a wild ride.
Podcasts are one of my favorite things to listen to. So, you know, I feel like the pace of life is so fast, but at least I can learn something.
Exactly.
I can unwind. You can be doing 10 different things and still listen to a podcast.
That's why I feel like people love podcasts so much, because you could be driving, you could be cleaning, you could be working. And there's a podcast for everything now.
Yes. Yeah,
any interest you may have, there's a podcast.
There's
about
so
it.
Many. There's like 100 in my up next list of what I want to listen to.
Oh, yeah. There's too many.
And then you guys met how? Just through gangs, Hollywood friends from work?
So I've known Kelty and I have a mutual ex-boyfriend. I dated this guy in a band when I was 18, and then she dated him after me. So that's how we kind of know each other. And then her and Becca were on Broadway together back in the day. So that's how they know each other.
Wow.
And we all just kind of came together. They wanted to start something that they couldn't get fired from. And then they couldn't have a boss telling them what to do. That's kind of how I've always been. It's in my DNA to be my own boss and to start my own projects. So we all kind of came together with it. And once the three of us came together, everything kind of fell into place.
Well, it's so exciting. So you're going to do a TV show.
Yes.
And do they film at your house or like all around town, wherever you guys
are? Figuring it out. I'm not sure
yet. You'd be like
yet.
A Kardashian with cameras on you all the time.
It's not going to be like the Kardashians. It's going to be more, the podcast is going to be the spine to it. And then we'll go out and do kind of mission-based things and have, you know, have fun. It's not going to be like, oh, what are we eating for breakfast today?
Yeah.
So a little less reality, a little more throwing us in situations and seeing how we react.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah.
There's not enough girl shows with like realistic women characters in them.
I agree. I think it'll be cool because.
But I want to see a girl fight.
It won't be with us. That's the one thing where like we never fight and we never have drama with each other.
Yeah.
We can maybe be fixing somebody else's crazy drama and fixing somebody else's girl fight, but between the three of us, keep it kosher.
And then we have you have your lady box coming out soon.
Yes, who your product is in.
Yay. What's the name of this lady box?
It's Cruel Summer is the theme. And we have 15 products. I think it's worth over $350.
No way.
For $49.99. And we have your lip plumper in it, which is my favorite thing ever.
I love it. I've been using that so much. I went to a wedding this weekend, and that was all I wore all week.
Oh, it's the best. And I didn't realize that there's SPF in it.
Yes.
I didn't notice that until I was writing the description for her website, and I was like, oh, I'm just learning new things all the time.
It's awesome. And it's anti-wrinkle. It stops those fine lines, the ceramide, so you don't get those lipstick lines. It's
and
perfect.
It smells delicious.
Yes.
I feel like it smells like watermelon bubblegum.
I think the best part is how it makes your lips a little pinker. Mm-hmm. So you don't even need lipstick because it just brings out that pretty flush. I love it.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing. I hate wearing lipstick. So it's great because you get to plump a little bit and then you get a little bit of color.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, I love it.
And then, so it's a subscription box.
So it's not subscription. You buy it every time. We're working on a subscription model, but it's a little bit more difficult to kind of figure out. But we do it every quarter. So we'll have like a theme each time, and it's all of our favorite products.
Yeah.
And with brands that we love and support, like you.
And it's curated, so only the coolest of cool stuff gets in there.
It's all brands that we, like, actually love and use and, like, want to support. And a lot of times we'll have smaller brands that are women-owned and stuff like that, so we can support these smaller businesses.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then how many go on sale, just so everyone can, like, set their timer?
It's different each time, but I will say that they usually sell out within 24 hours. So anybody that wants to get one, we have a Facebook. Do you have a Facebook group yet for your podcast?
Beauty Bites, yes.
You do?
Okay. Beauty Biters, so sign up.
Yeah, it's the best. We have our Lady Gang Facebook group that's a closed group, and we release it to them first.
Oh,
yeah,
because
they're all of our diehard fans.
We should do that for our Beauty Biters, too.
You should.
Tell them all about it.
You should. It's great. It's the best thing that we've ever done, having that Facebook group, because it's like a focus group, basically.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Is it hard to maintain so much social media?
Yes.
Is it like 5 hours a day of work?
Yeah, no.
It really is.
It's insane. And yeah, trying to, because it's, our big thing is engagement and, you know, talking to our listeners and being a part of them, because we're all in it together. Mm-hmm. So, you know, keeping up with all the posts on Facebook and Instagram and everything, it's a lot, but it's, you know, I'd rather be doing that than working a job that I hate. So.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
But people don't understand, right, that while you're looking at your phone the whole day, like, you know.
Oh, yeah. You don't
realize what you're doing. I look at my phone until I'm cross-eyed, and then it's like 5 hours later, and I still have so much work to do.
I know. You're like, oh, gosh, what happened? Did I get anything done? Nope, I've just been looking on Instagram.
I have to have a no-scroll rule. Like, if I start scrolling, I can waste 2 hours.
Oh, it's true, especially on Instagram.
I'm going to get my post done, and then I'm going to answer my message, then I'll scroll for 5 minutes. But, you know, God forbid if I start scrolling first.
I know. Well, and you do really well with your Instagram. I love your Instagram feed.
Oh, thank you.
So you actually get to see how you're doing things.
I'm trying to make it really informative, but I want to also keep it fresh.
Yeah.
You guys know how hard it is, you know, it's hard to constantly be new and
relevant.
Vibrant.
Yeah.
You do, yeah. And you got to stay funny in your case.
Yeah, I try.
Well, you're also coming out with a card game, right? Or what happened with
working that? Working on it still. We're going to launch a Kickstarter soon. It's basically sort of like Cards Against Humanity, but a game based on relationship deal breakers. And it's very, a little bit crude, really sassy, like myself, super funny. It'll be fun to play at like bachelorette parties or
you
know, like sororities or any group of girlfriends that you can get together.
Yeah, that would be awesome. What's a deal breaker for you?
Ooh, a bad texter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like someone who doesn't reply back or somebody who can't text?
Somebody that doesn't text, like that will spell you with the U, or somebody that LOLs too much.
Yeah.
I like to like spell out all my words and sentences.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the symbols are over.
Yeah. Not for me.
Too many emojis. Too many replies. Like if you reply, then they reply, then they reply back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like, tell me what you need to tell me and let me go on with my day.
Exactly. Guys shouldn't text too much.
No.
Yeah, that's very not a masculine thing.
Then it just gets weird.
Well, let's talk beauty. I know you're taking great care of your skin because I don't see a single line.
Oh, I try.
Your forehead looks really smooth and good. And you've been trying Botox since what age?
I started getting Botox when I think I was 26. Uh-huh. So preventative. But I've always had really strong muscles on my forehead. So I started seeing those railroad track lines on my forehead when I was younger. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to get ahead of this before the curve.
Right.
So it can be preventative. But yeah, I've been doing it for like 5 years. But
I think I started around the same time. Maybe I was like 28 or so.
Yeah.
But it's just really, you never get lines if you start early.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't want to have to try to fix it later when I could be preventing it now.
Why do you think women are scared of Botox? And why do you think men are like deathly scared of getting Botox?
My dad's not.
I don't know why. Did he do it?
My dad always gets pissed when we come without him.
Really? Does he get Botox?
He's gotten it a few times.
No, he got it one time, but his muscles are so strong, it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, he has too many wrinkles already that you'd have
to. Well, it kind of still gives him a softening and a lift.
Yeah.
Which I feel like your eye looks more open. You just have that little calm serenity to your brow.
Like 200 units.
Yeah, you'd have to get a bunch.
You'd have to get like 200 units.
He'd bankrupt the whole beauty budget right there, yes.
Exactly.
Well, you know what I think is so funny with Botox and men is I don't think men understand what anything is.
Yeah.
So when I'm like, oh, I'm going to get Botox, they're like, oh, and your lips, like, oh, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I don't think you understand what Botox does.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so
but
I think
they're learning. I'm seeing more and more guys, but just in my Instagram, I have very few people that want to be on my Instagram page that are men.
So. Really?
Yeah, you know, it takes mostly women to be on camera, photographed, getting poked.
Right, I know. It's funny because everybody, not everybody gets it done, but a lot of people get it done, but not a lot of people want to talk about it, and I don't know why. Because
I think in LA it's becoming ubiquitous. Like, Botox is mm-hmm. no longer taboo.
Yeah,
it's
I agree.
It's just part of your regimen, like getting your hair done, right?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah you're going to.
I'm getting my Botox, yeah.
That's what I thought
yeah.
was so funny because it's like people will dye their hair and change their hair and nobody thinks twice, but it's once you want to touch your face, it's a crazy
yes.
taboo topic.
It's ridiculous. I was telling a patient, like, imagine your body is your vehicle for life. If you got only one car, one vehicle for life, that's all we get. Would you not maintain it along the way? You're going to keep
get
it
some
for
tune-ups.
Yeah, 50 years more, you got to maintain, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's really, really important. You take care of your teeth. You take care of your eyes.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you don't take care of your face, it's all going to hit the floor.
Yeah, I know. I just want a Benjamin Button and age backwards. So.
I know. There's a day coming when that happens.
I know. It's so crazy. But until then, Botox is the best.
I don't know what you were saying about people saying you don't need it.
And this is Mary talking, Jack's mom. We should give you we could give her a microphone so she could talk, join in,
What'd
Mary.
You say?
About what you were saying about people saying that you don't need it.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, well, because I'm open about talking about Botox and stuff to guys, like, I don't care. So I was talking to some guy that I had been seeing, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get Botox. He's like, what? You don't need it? Like, you don't need it at all. And I'm like, that's because I've been getting it for 5 years. Like,
you're so naive, man. Yeah. You men are so naive.
They're
sometimes.
So naive. I'm like, you don't know anything.
I know. My husband's like that, too. He's like, you're so beautiful. You don't need anything. I'm like,
do you know what I've been doing to myself?
Do you know what it takes to
years?
Stay so beautiful?
No, that's the thing. And, like, if you only knew all the shit that we had to do to our bodies and our face to look this good.
The waxing, the plucking,
yeah.
the threading.
Oh, my God. The bleaching, the whatever. It's like,
oh my gosh.
God.
Will there ever be an age where you just give up, you think?
Nope. Not
Never.
Me.
Not till you're 99.
Yeah. Maybe when I'm on my deathbed, I'll be like, okay, this is time for me
Screw
to
it.
Go.
Screw it.
Yeah. But until then, I'm getting Botox until I'm a grandma. All right.
You still look good even then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You still got to look good.
Right.
Look good, feel good.
Yes.
Are you doing anything special with your exercise routine or your diet? Are you vegan? Do you
no.
do anything weird?
No, I've been doing like intermittent fasting.
Me too.
Yeah, I think it really helps a lot. I kind of have always sort of eaten that way. Like, I'm not a big breakfast person,
mm-hmm.
And I'd rather kind of eat one big meal throughout
Midday.
The day.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then have maybe like a snack later. But yeah, I don't really eat until noon or one in the morning, and then I try not to eat after like 7.
That's perfect. Yeah,
yeah,
they say that your body needs about a 12-hour fast.
Yeah.
So from the time that you go to sleep until about 10 or 11 a.m. the next morning, you really shouldn't ingest anything if
yeah.
you are a believer in intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
And the whole thought process is that your liver gets to burn its glycogen store, which is the instantaneous form of energy that's stored up ready for when you're in a calorie deficit. So
right.
you want to burn your glycogen store. And then you want to even hit your fat storage if you're lucky. If you get to 11 or 12 o'clock, you start burning fat, which produces ketones.
Yeah.
And ketones, as we've all heard about ketogenic diets, ketones are so good for brain metabolism, and your whole body just runs cleaner and sharper and more focused on ketones.
Huh.
And, yeah, and then your first meal of the day, like you said, should be around 11, between 11 and 1, and that should actually be your biggest meal of the day.
Yeah, that's yeah. what mine usually
yeah,
is.
Yeah, and then, you know, the old way of thinking of eat light at your lunches, like your dinner size meal.
Right.
And then 5, 6, 7 o'clock is the latest you should eat, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so funny because, I mean, I feel like a couple years ago, everybody was saying that you should be eating like 6 small meals a day.
Yeah.
And like every couple hours eating something small. And this is the complete opposite from that. But
there's so much controversy about it. And
yeah.
I guess whatever works for you is great. Because
yeah, everybody's body
yeah.
is different, is going to metabolize food differently and whatever. But that's
yeah.
what I feel like works for me the best.
I think so.
Yeah.
But the only danger in that is like just really splurging when you get home at 4 or 5 o'clock and
right.
you're starving. And
that's
you
why I feel like it's
much.
Probably good to eat your bigger meal earlier. And yeah. then so you're not like, yeah, splurging and binging like.
Yes. But right I do have bed. Once in a while some mornings where I wake up like ravenously hungry. Do you mm-hmm. ever get that?
Yeah.
Like most mornings I don't even want to eat, but some mornings I want to eat everything.
Me too. And it's funny because that happens to me when I eat later the night before, which should be opposite because you'd have
some leftovers yeah. in you. Yeah.
But I just drink black coffee in the morning to try to curb.
That's good, and black coffee is an appetite mm-hmm. suppressant.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it also burns more calories when you're on caffeine. So
right.
there you go. You're doing everything right. This is why you're so skinny.
I'm trying.
Do you believe in, like, weightlifting?
Yeah. I haven't done it in a long time, but I feel like that's the best way to lean, like, to slim down and lean down,
yeah.
right?
I see you on a bike, so you ride bicycles.
Yeah, I do bikes. I go hiking. I do, like, light cardio kind of stuff, and then I do weights at home, like, for my arms, but
yeah.
nothing too crazy.
Well, that's good. I think
yeah.
muscle is sort of like the fountain of youth for all of us women as we age. We lose 50% of muscle mass by the time we're in our 60s, so that's kind of a crazy statistic. So it's no wonder that we keep eating. We're like, why can't I eat like I did when I was 20 or 30? Well, you don't have the same muscle mass, so those same calories
are
not going to get metabolized the same way, so you definitely have to either work on weightlifting, muscle building, or really severe calorie reduction, which is no fun.
Yeah, that's no fun.
Yeah, that's one of my summer projects, is to build up some muscle mass.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
you mean in all your downtime?
Yeah. Right?
With all the time that she has, she just, yeah.
You have left
I know,
over.
In between my intermittent fasting
yeah.
and building a new office.
Yeah, and working all the time.
And podcasting.
And podcasting now.
It's been fun. And Instagram has taken us on a wild ride, so I figured I'm like,
I'm sure.
I'm going to ride that until
you should.
The next train comes.
It's the best way to keep in touch with people that are interested in what you're doing.
Yeah, it's been really interesting because it's a window into what people want. And
yeah.
like marketing-wise, you get to engage with people, and I just know exactly what my clients like and want. So
exactly.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's your own little focus group, too.
It's true,
yeah.
yes. Well, if you had to pick your three most important beauty tips for people, what would they be? And they can also be like beauty no-nos.
Beauty tips, one, Botox. I'm just the biggest believer in Botox ever. We always get so many questions on our Facebook group from girls being like, I have these like wrinkles in my forehead, like what kind of cream can I use to get rid of it?
Yeah.
It's like none.
Yes.
You can't reverse that at all with any kind of a cream. So
right.
love Botox, and then always wear SPF, and I use Retin-A.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Those are like the top three things every woman should do. I think starting in your 30s, you should all be on Retin-A at
mm-hmm.
nighttime, every night at bedtime.
I love your Retin-A.
Oh, good.
Have.
Awesome. Yeah.
yeah.
It's really gentle and it's not irritating, and it does has a lot of stem cell growth factors, green tea. And that's so important for nighttime turnover.
Yeah.
Cell turnover. Just remember, sleep is important for beauty too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and most of your skin regeneration happens at night, so that's the whole logic of putting your Retin-A on at night.
Mm-hmm.
And vitamin C in the morning. I hope you do that, too.
I have vitamin C, too. Yeah,
yeah, that's super important.
I think
important.
I have yours. You have a vitamin C, right?
I have a vitamin C
yeah.
facial oil. It's like 15% vitamin C. It's a really nice oil that does not make you greasy.
Mm-hmm.
It soaks right in. So I love that. So
yeah.
that stops sun damage. Like, so many people, it's so basic. Like, just the same way you put lemon on an avocado or a cut apple so it doesn't turn brown, all that oxidative damage coming down from the sun does that browning underground in your skin, and it ends up with age spots, fine lines, wrinkles.
Right.
Many of our freckles are just like sunspots.
Oh, interesting.
So vitamin C is really important.
I love my vitamin C.
Well, there you have it. So thanks for coming in for your Botox
today. Thanks
for
having me. You're my fave.
Oh, you're my fave. I'm so excited to have you and Becca and Kelty. We got to get Kelty in here one of these days.
Got to get Kelty in here. I know Becca wants to come in the next like week or so.
Yeah, anytime. And you guys should come on when you're on the show. That'll
yes.
be fun.
Yes, oh, love it.
In the new office. I got to show you the new office.
I know. I want to see pictures.
Well, there you have it, guys. Where can my friends and followers find you?
So I'm on Instagram at Jack Vanek, and then you guys can listen to our podcast, The Lady Gang, and we are at The Lady Gang on Instagram as well.
There you go, and they podcast twice a week.
Yep. It's a lot. And we're going to have the show, so we're going to be three times a week.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Well, tune in next time. You can find me here at Beauty Bites, and my Instagram is It's Beauty by Dr. K. DRKAY, and my website is the same name. And hopefully you'll find us here on Tuesdays doing a longer podcast on Now We Do Fridays, 5-Minute Friday Tips.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Love that.
So take care, everybody. Stay beautiful.